जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गौरा प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 69, Narada visits Krishna's palaces. Text 24. Please repeat. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam mudiraye Nasta prayesha vadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Juvantam cha vitanagnim yajantam Panchavir Makai Bojayantam Dvijan Kwapi Bunjanam Avasheshitam That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Bend over backwards to save you, Mark. Serve you, Mark.
Chuvantam chavitam nagnin Juvantam chavitam nagnin Yajantam panchabirmakai Bojayantam dvijan kvapi Bunjanam avasheshitam Juvantam Chavita Nagnin Yajantam Panchabhir Makai Bhojayantam Dvijan Kvapi Bhunjanam Avasheshitam Juvantam Chavita Nagnin Yajantam Panchabhir Makhai Bhojayantam Dvijan Kvapi Bhunjanam Avasheshitam Yajanta Panchabhir Makai Bhojayantam Dvijan Kvapi Bhunjanam Avasheshitam Juvavantam Chavitanagni Chantam Panchabir Makai Bhojayantam Dvijan Kvapi Bhunjanam Avasheshitam. Ladies, Juvantam Chavita Nagnin Yajantam Panchabir Makai Bhojayantam Dvijan Kvapi Bhunjanam Avasheshitam. Muy bien, muy bien. Okay, Juvantam, offering oblations, cha, and vitana agnin, to the sacrificial fires, yajantam, worshipping, panchavi, five, makai, with the obligatory rituals. Bhojayantam, feeding Dvijan Brahmanas. Kvaapi, somewhere. Bhunjanam, eating. Avasheshitam, remnants. Translation. In one place, the Lord was offering oblations into the sacrificial fire. In another, worshipping through the five Mahayagyas. In another, feeding Brahmanas. And in yet another, eating the remnants of food left by the Brahmanas. Purport. The five Mahayagyas, or great sacrifices, are defined as follows. Patohomas chatiti chatihinam sapariya tarpanam bali. Reciting the Vedas, offering oblations into the sacrificial fire, waiting on guests, making offerings to the forefathers, and offering a share of one's food to living entities in general. So these are the five Panchayagya, five sacrifice. Recite the Vedas, offering oblation into the fire, waiting on guests, making offering to the forefathers, and offering one's own food, one share of one's food to living entities in general. In householder, Prabhupada explained that before he eats, he has to open the door of his house and shout out loudly, "Anybody is hungry, please come to eat." And anybody there, who some guest arrive, he has to give his own share, some of his part of food he has to give. Even if he has domestic animals, he also has to feed them too. Nobody is neglected. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows on these sacrifices. In another palace, Krishna was found performing the Panchayagya sacrifice, which is compulsory for a householder. This yagya is also known as Panchasuna. Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone, specifically the householder, is committing five kinds of sinful activities. When we receive water from a water pitcher, we kill many germs that are in it. Similarly, when we use a grinding machine or take foodstuffs, we kill many germs. When sweeping the floor or igniting fire, we kill many germs. When we walk on the street, we kill many ants and other insects. Consciously or unconsciously, in all our different activities, we are killing. Therefore, it is incumbent upon every householder to perform the Panchasuna sacrifice to rid himself of the reactions to such sinful activities. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, again points out that all the different times of the day were occurring simultaneously in Lord Krishna's palaces. Thus, Narada saw a fire sacrifice, a morning ritual, and at about the same time, he saw Lord Krishna feeding the brahmanas and accepting the remnants. A noontime activity. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, here is the situation. Narada Muni was visiting Krishna's different palaces. And he saw Krishna doing different activities in each and every palace simultaneously. And Krishna had 16,108 palaces. And in each palace, Krishna was there. At the same time, doing varieties of activities, pastimes. So all these activities mentioned here were occurring simultaneously, at the same time. So while he was reaching one place to the other, different activities were going on. So when he arrived at another palace at noon, he saw that Krishna was offering, feeding the brahmanas, and then accepting the remnants. I mean, he is God, the Supreme Lord. Why he has to eat anybody's remnants? Everybody has to eat his remnants. But to show to the people how to respect the brahmanas properly, of course, brahmanas were also very much qualified. They knew Krishna as the Supreme Lord, but they understood that he wants to perform his pastime to give lessons to human society how to behave as a householder. So he was following. He was playing the part of Kshatriya, a king. So Kshatriyas, they offer respect to the Brahmanas, they offer charity and offer service to the Brahmanas. So here, this Panchayagya, these five sacrifices that especially the householder have to perform, because they commit five sinful activities willingly or unwillingly every day. He properly explained. You kill germs when you drink water, when you eat food, when you walk on the street, when you ignite fire, all these things. When Prabhupada visited our temple in Caracas, Venezuela, he said in one morning at the temple garden, he said, actually it was in the afternoon or evening, He said that this material world is so dangerous that even while we're walking, if we step on an ant, unknowingly, that will be noted. This person killed an ant. He said, according to man laws, if you kill another human being, you go to jail, you suffer. But if you kill an ant, nobody cares. But according to the laws of God, you kill human being or you kill an animal, even an ant, you have to pay reaction for it. So here, we find out that Krishna, to teach human society how to behave, he himself was doing this panchayagya, five different sacrifices. We already mentioned reciting the Vedas, offering oblation to the fire, waiting on guests, making offering to the forefathers, and giving one share of one's food to a living entity. But this age, Kali Yuga, there is only one yagya, Sankirtan yagya. So, you don't have to follow all the rituals of the Vedas in all this. Of course, you have to be charitable, you know, that's offer prasad, that's one who has to read Vedas, to read Prabhupada's books. But you don't have to do fire sacrifice every day. For this age, is enough to chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the religion for this age that Lord Chaitanya established. He knew people in Kali Yuga are very fallen and they don't know how to follow all these things. So he simplified, okay. Just chant the holy name of Krishna. Make your life perfect. Don't worry about all these Vedic rituals and difficult to execute and perform. You have to find a proper qualified brahmana to do the yagya for you, and you have to feed the brahmanas afterward, and that means every day. So who can do this every day in Kali Yuga? It's very difficult. Very difficult thing to do. So Lord Chaitanya is very kind and merciful to the fallen soul of this age. He made it very easy and simple and sublime at the same time. Of course, if we want to achieve success, perfection in chanting the holy name, we have to follow certain moral principles in our life. No? We have to be honest, we have to be self-controlled, we have to free our heart from anger and greed and lust and envy and all these things. But the chanting does all this purification. The chanting itself has that power. So, Krishna's pastimes are amazing and wonderful and surprising at the same time that he's playing the part of human being. Although he's not human. Prabhupada explained that at the time of Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago, not everyone understood that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Only very few. The Yadavas, you know, the Pandavas, maybe 200, 300 people. Some sages, some yogis, they understood. Some of them saw him as Paramatma, you know, like that. So, Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanu mashritam param bhavam ajanantu mam abhuta mahashvaram. Krishna explained that when I come to this world, fools derise me because they don't know my supreme position as the controller of this world. So due to ignorance only, people don't understand. Yesterday evening we had a program in the dining hall. And some ladies from one society, religious society, that they trying to be open-minded and see everything as one. So we have some nice philosophical discussion. They asked very nice questions. And we clarified to them many, many things. I told them, advancement means one reject the wrong ideas and accept the right ideas. That means progress. And we follow the Vedas, the sadhus, the saintly persons, and the guru, the spiritual master. Then we don't need to mental speculation and try to, you know, come to our own conclusion. Of course, one has to understand Krishna conscious philosophy using his own intelligence, of course, and his own mind has to be used. Once Prabhupada asked the devotee to read him one article in one scientific magazine. And the article, the scientist was saying that human beings only use 10% of their brains. And Prabhupada interrupted, said, yes, the scientist is correct. Because the other 90% is to understand God and they are not using it. So they are using only 10% of their brains. You know, in the mid-70s, the movement here in the U.S. was very much attacked, you know. Some devotees were kidnapped to be forced to become materialistic people again, you know. And even their own parents were doing the kidnapping, sending people to kidnap them by force. I mean, was really disturbing. So there was a big court case, and the case went even to the Supreme Court. So Prabhupada was in Mayapur in India, and some devotees went to consult with him there, you know. Prabhupada, what we should say to defend ourselves? Prabhupada said, what they are accusing us of? The devotees said, well, Prabhupada, they are accusing us of brainwashing people. Prabhupada said, and what's wrong with that? If the brain is full of dirt and you have to wash it, it's not a bad idea. Everybody washes their homes, you know, once a week at least. So if the brain is full of dirt and greed and envy, lust and greed and anger and all these things, to make a little wash is not bad. It's good. So why they're complaining? But besides that, to tell you frankly, how can we brainwash them if they have no brain? Rather, this movement is brain giving. Not brainwashing, but brain giving. Very strong, Prabhupada's statement. He had such good arguments to defeat the opposition. So, to understand Krishna consciousness is easy and difficult at the same time. Easy when we accept the authorities of Guru and the Shastra, the Vedas and Sadhus. Difficult when we depend only on our mental ability, intellectual power to understand. Of course, we have to use that, but being guided by higher authority. And here, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are receiving information that here is the proof that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he was simultaneously performing activities in 16,108 palaces at the same time. Didn't have to wait 16,000 days to see him. That's God. That's the proof. So Narada Muni was having great ecstasy by witnessing the Lord's wonderful occupations. He didn't need to do anything. Krishna in the morning, he was hearing the rooster, and he wake up. 4:30 in the morning. And of course, India sunrise is 6 o'clock, generally speaking. So 1.5 hours before is Brahma Muhurta. And at that time, at least in Vedic time, the rooster will do it at the right time. Now it's different. In Panama, we have a temple outside the city. And our neighbor has a rooster. But that rooster is completely out of time. He do it at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. It's completely unbalanced. Hare Krishna. But in Vedic times, the rooster were very nicely following everything according to Krishna's. Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, even nowadays, that's happened too. There was no need of alarm clock to wake up. So Krishna will wake up, and his wife will curse the rooster. Oh, she was happily embracing Krishna. Sleeping with Krishna, and she cursed the rooster. But Krishna, to give example to human society, he will wake up, wash himself, sit down, and meditate on whom? On himself. Because he is the absolute truth. The absolute truth is understood in three aspects. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. I was explaining to these ladies last night, because one of them was telling me that she had a meditation, she saw a light, you know, effulgence, that for her that was a revelation from God. I told her, yes, we accept that this is one of God's aspects, Brahman. That's the effulgence, is the rays coming from his transcendental body. But this effulgence, they cover his form. So in the Upanishad, devotee, they pray to the Lord, please take away this effulgence, this shining, so I can see your beautiful face. So that's the goal of devotees. They are not attracted to the impersonal energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Brahmanohi pratishtaham. I am the basis of Brahman. And Paramatma is the localized aspect in the Lord in everyone's heart. Because they were asking about the Holy Trinity. So I told them, very simple, because it's a mystery even to the Christian. The Holy Trinity is a mystery. So I told them, my Guru Prabhupada, he solved this mystery. Yes, how is that? He said, the Father is God, Krishna. The Son is the pure devotee. And the Holy Ghost is Paramatma, living in the heart of everyone. Chaita Guru is guiding us. So when somebody surrenders to the Lord, the Lord in the heart, as the Holy Ghost, He inspires you to make more advancement in Krishna consciousness. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to reawaken our dormant love for the Supreme Lord. The Lord is there, but we forget Him most of the time. And Bhagavad Gita gives the example of a tree. And two birds are on the tree. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree. And the other bird is just looking at his friend. He's not interested in the fruits. What are the fruits? Happiness and affliction. The duality of this material world. Happiness, distress. When the jiva soul get tired of this duality, happiness and distress, and trying to look for answer, try to search for the Lord, the Lord is more than happy to guide the soul back to Him, back to Godhead. Also, recently one scientist, he got a Nobel Prize in physics. He said, very humbly actually, he said that we only know that there is something moving inside the atom, meaning the neutron, proton, but we don't know why. They don't have scientific explanation what they are moving inside the atom, this neutron, proton. But we know. Because we accept the Veda, what the Veda said, because Paramatma entered the atom, he activates the atom from within. So, see, you don't accept the spiritual authority, you can't get all the answers. Only to your limitation, using your mind or your brain, and your senses. It's very limited knowledge. And nowadays also in Kali Yuga, many Brahmanas, they demand service and respect, but they don't act like proper Brahmanas. You have seen that. I've seen that much in India, that even in the West also, you know, happens, but Brahmanas, they demand respect from other people, but you see them smoking bidi, you know, cigarettes, or sometimes even eating fish. What I saw in Navadvip, one Brahmana eating fish. He has Brahmin sacred thread. So I asked him, "You're a Brahmana, how is that you're eating fish?" And he said, "You don't understand anything. This is Ganga Prasad." Because they got it from the river Ganges. They're smart, they have explanation for everything. But they're using their intelligence in an improper way to justify their nonsense, you know. Prabhupada said Lord Jagannath is very merciful, very supremely merciful. Because in Jagannath Puri, most of the population, even Brahmanas, they eat fish. When Prabhupada went first time there, he was a young man, he was shocked to see everybody eating fish, even so-called priests and Brahmanas, you know. Every house, practically speaking. He arrived at his uncle's house, and they were eating fish. So he wanted to leave. So, "Oh, no, no, please stay. We will bring new clean pots to cook you prasad and everything. We'll make some arrangements." So see, is how it is in Kali Yuga. Once while traveling here in the U.S., we stopped at the gas station, you know. And I saw one man, Indian man, coming out of the McDonald's. And I asked him, "You are Hindu. How is that you eating your mother cow?" You know. You know what he said? He said, "No, these are not real cows. These are melecha cows. The real cow only is the one that has the hunchback in the back, and that's the." I told him, "Then according to your idea, those who are born in the West, they are not human beings. Only those who are born in India, they are human beings." Doesn't make sense at all. But, you know, people like to justify their nonsense. And Krishna gave intelligence. You can explain everything. With mental speculation, you try to justify anything, practically speaking. That's why his direction, spiritual training is very necessary, very important. To know things as they are. Not be deluded by illusion. To get out of this ignorance of this material world is not an easy task. That's why we need guidance. We need proper association. We need to understand very clearly the instructions of the scriptures. Shastra. So, and to understand Krishna's pastime is the most profound aspect of our philosophy, actually. I mean, we are talking about God's activities. I was telling these people that, okay, Babel said that God created the world, which is correct. But what was he doing before he created the universe? And what he did after creating it? Babel said, okay, he created the world in 6 days and took rest in the seventh. And what happened in the 8th day? what is God doing right now? So you find all this information very nicely explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So many detailed information, not found anywhere else, about God's personal activities. His beautiful form, His qualities, everything. How to reach Him, how to please Him. So thank you for hearing. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Maharaj. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Beautiful class. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks for being here for Radhastami.
My pleasure. I'm blessed by being here. I'm so fortunate being here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes.
When we, I've seen it stated that first we should surrender and then the our senses are controlled by that process. Can you explain that? Is that true?
Well, it is explained in Shastra. Krishna is Rishikesha. Rishikena Rishikesha Sivanam Bhakti Ruchate. That he is the master of the senses. Like Arjuna. Arjuna asked Krishna, please drive my chariot, between the two armies. So in the same way we can pray to Krishna, please ride the chariot of my mind and senses. Engage them in your service. So, without charanagati or surrender, it's difficult to make spiritual advancement. Meaning we have to sacrifice our own selfish desire to please Krishna's desire. And that means surrender, charanagati. I want to do this, but if Krishna doesn't like it, then I won't do it. And I don't want to do this, but Krishna wants me to do it. Then I will do it. That's a symptom of surrender. Feeling humble and helpless in front of Krishna, that's also a symptom of surrender. Depending on Krishna as my only maintainer, that's another symptom of surrender. So, yes, surrender is important. But surrender comes naturally when we develop affection for Krishna. You don't surrender to somebody you don't love. So we have first to develop our love for Krishna, our affection, attraction to Him. Prabhupada explained that from the 9 processes of devotional service, the first 3 are the most important. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Hearing, chanting, remembering about Krishna are most important. But Prabhupada explained the last 2, 8 and 9, making friendship with the Lord and surrendering completely to the Lord, Sakyam Atmanivedanam, are for pure devotees. Are for pure devotees. Full surrender, only pure devotees do. But we should surrender according to our ability, according to our capacity. If we can't surrender completely, but at least something we have to surrender. Something. To please Krishna. The whole idea of practicing devotional service is to satisfy the Lord, to please Him. And if He's pleased, oh, He'll shower all His blessings on us. Then we will feel happy in Krishna consciousness. We feel uplifted. We feel protected, always enthusiastic. Then we know, wow, we are making spiritual advancement. What do you think? Good idea?
Excellent, yes. Wonderful response. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Haribo. ¿No más preguntas? Puede preguntar en español, yo se la traduzco, si quiere. Pásale el micrófono. She's going to ask in Spanish, but I'm going to translate it in English.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Buenos días a todos. Bueno, más que una pregunta, estoy muy contenta de estar aquí con alguien que habla español.
Ah, qué bueno.
Sí, porque es una de mis aspiraciones el comprender toda esta filosofía y esta ciencia de conciencia de Krishna en español.
Qué bueno.
He estado leyendo el Bhagavad Gita y tengo comprensión de varias cosas. También he leído el libro de la autorrealización, pero es más interesante escuchar a alguien que habla el idioma y lo capto y estoy muy agradecida de que estés aquí y que hables español.
Muchas gracias.
Y gracias por este tiempo en esta clase, que está muy interesante y muy buena para aprender.
Gracias, gracias por su aprecio. She's expressing her appreciation of being here, and she likes very much Krishna consciousness. She's reading book like Bhagavad Gita, Science of Self-Realization, and she appreciates the fact, although she understands in some English, but she likes to hear somebody who speaks Spanish who can have a conversation with her. So she's happy because I can do that. All right, so thank you. Sí.
He tenido algunas preguntas. Yo acompañé a mi hija al templo de España y me gustó mucho porque todo era en español.
Sí.
Pero algunas de ellas se me han respondido los sueños y soy muy alerta en los sueños. Y les encuentro sentido y me gusta mientras que llega mi gurú para yo poder consultarlo en más cosas que necesito porque pues soy nueva en esto.
Tengo muy bien.
2 años, como casi 3 años.
Muy bien, muy bien, gracias. She visited the Spain temple in Barcelona and she had nice experience there with the devotees and she's searching, you know, for guidance. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Well, one last question from Mishra Bhagavan.
I was wondering about translations and editing. We know that Srila Prabhupada, we have the original Srila Prabhupada, and if you get his first 3 volumes that came from India,
yes,
he personally typed.
Yes.
And then there's different editors, and once it's edited by somebody, then so many things are changed. And then
Prabhupada asked them to make his English was very like old-fashioned.
I understand.
So Prabhupada asked them to do it like for American, you know, to understand.
Right.
Prabhupada gave
authorization. And then he wanted it translated even further.
Huh?
Then it's translated further into Spanish.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. When Prabhupada went to Venezuela, we presented him the first Spanish Bhagavatam.
So I've noticed that.
And he asked, read it back to English to see if it is correct. So the devotee did that and he said, it's okay, it's fine. Well, they have to be good translators, you know, they have to know not only the language, both language properly, but also they have to know the philosophy, not to change anything. It shall be as it is.
Well, I've noticed that. Because I read both the Spanish and the English,
okay,
side by side, and some books. I teach the Lord Chaitanya, for instance. Uh-huh. And I've noticed that some of the Spanish words they use are really, really different than the English word used.
Well, it's the actual meaning. If you don't know Spanish good enough, you may translate like too literally. But good translator, he knows how to give the right meaning to what actually Prabhupada say. He has to know to find the actual proper words to use in the context. Is that a very difficult task? You have to have real knowledge, more deeper knowledge of Spanish.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's what gets to my question is, yeah. How does, we know that words are going to be changed, you know, Prabhupada's words are changed.
Okay, then
first the entity, and then it goes into another language, and it's changed even more. But
no,
so what
no
is it
there is no change. They are translating as it is. I mean, nothing essential is changed. The meaning is the same. Some little, you know, thing is not very important. Prabhupada said, although this literature is imperfectly, you know, written, this is the benefit for the whole human society. So, he mentioned the...
10,000 years.
Yes. All right. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Haribol.